Welcome to the Magic in Your Business podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Biltz. I am an intuitive business coach for spiritual female entrepreneurs who want to learn nervous system and strategy for six figures and beyond. I'm a boy mom to two boys. I curse like a sailor. I'm a headstrong Aries and projector in human design. And I've built two successful online businesses in the past 7 years, helping women just like you. I am so excited you're here. So let's dive in.
Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Two things. Number one, what you're about to listen to is from a Telegram group I ran about a week ago called Audacious Messaging. So this is just a snippet from one of the audio trainings I did in that group. So it's really good. I do curse a lot in it because, well, you probably know me by now, I curse a lot. So this is one where I realized, wow, I was really going crazy with the F-bombs in particular. So warning you ahead of time if there's kids around. Also, I'm losing my voice, which is why I wanted to repurpose this because it's a really, really, really good training. It's short, it's potent, it's going to give you a quick win when it comes to your messaging. But also, as you can see, I'm kind of sounding a little rough and I didn't want you to have to listen to me sounding like this for an entire episode. So I know it's going to be so good. Enjoy. What I want to start with, we're going to talk a lot about the actual strategies of speaking to people who are ready to buy now, so that really at the end of the day, you don't want people hanging out on your social media for months and months and months, years and years and years before they buy. You really want to have your messaging very constrained and very clear so that when people come to your social media, they know right away she's for me or she's not for me. And they take the next step on your client journey, whether that's buying an offer, joining a masterclass, joining something like this. We want people getting off of social and into your next step, joining your email list, joining your Facebook group, etc. Okay. I'm not a big fan of just like gathering followers and then keeping them on social media. Various reasons for that, right? But before we even get into that, understanding how to create messaging that's very compelling and that's very effective starts with your self-concept. It starts with how you see yourself when you show up in the online space. So what I want you guys to practice for the next 5 days is I want you to practice reminding yourself that you are the expert. You know what the fuck you're saying. You know what the fuck you're doing. By the way, if you're new to my world, I curse a lot. So just a heads up, you might want to listen to these when kids aren't around. But that's the first thing is so many people, and I get into this too, like it happens all the time, but you'll get quicker at catching it. But so many people show up in the online space and the way they see themselves, their self-concept is very insecure. And nothing will affect your messaging and make it ineffective quite like thinking you don't know what you're saying. Like that insecurity will unconsciously show up in the words that you use. So I want you guys to remember that like good copywriting, good messaging, all it is words that sell. It's not fancy, right? It's so simple. It's just words that sell. And sales is a transference of certainty. So if my certainty in my offer is low, let's say it's a 5 out of 10, that's being transferred via the words that I use in my content, whether I like it or not. You know, I used to think it was just like an energetic thing, like, oh, if I'm not feeling confident in my offer, people can just sense it. It's not that people can just sense it, they can, but it's also that you will actually use different words. You won't really notice this, like, I don't want to explain this. When you're feeling very, very certain in yourself, in your offer, and in the result you give people, the words you use in your content are going to naturally change. You're naturally going to start showing up and saying things that make you feel or make you sound certain and confident because you are. Right? So just to start out the beginning of the week, I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on how well you're currently owning the result that you offer people and that you're the one to facilitate it. On a scale of 1 to 10, are you really owning who you are, what the fuck you do, and how good you are at it? 10 would be like, yes, I own it. Like there's no doubt in my mind that this offer, and I want you to pick one offer to focus on
for the purposes of this exercise. I know many of you guys might have lots and lots of offers, but just pick whatever one you're currently trying to sell and ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, what is my level of certainty in this offer? 10 being, I know that when somebody buys this offer, they're going to get the exact result I'm promising. I know that when I sell this offer, I can facilitate this and they're going to get more than what they came for. If you're not at a 10, that's okay. We're human beings. Sometimes that number is not going to be a 10. But in general, we do want it to be very high and we want to bring it to a 10. And the way that you bring it to a 10 is that you start working on your own level of certainty, your own conviction. Part of that starts with owning the results you give people. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, so yesterday I made a post on the places, if you look at my Instagram or my Facebook, and I was talking about how so many people struggle to sell simply because they aren't willing to name and claim the result they give people. I was like this too, especially as a business coach. It takes a level of personal power. It takes a level of detaching from other people's opinions or other people's results to really own the result you give people. So for a long time, even as a business coach, I didn't want to own that I help you make more money. I help you create clients because that was scary. Oh my gosh, that's an audacious statement. And so I would say things like, I'm going to help you get in alignment. I'm going to help you have more certainty and clarity in your offers. I'm going to help you have work-life balance. I'm going to help you do all these other things because I just didn't want to own the fact that I'm going to help you make more money and create clients, period. Once I got over that and I was like, I'm just going to own this because I have the results to prove that I can do this, not only for myself, but my clients, everything started picking up in my business because I stopped telling people nice to haves. Like, it's nice to have clarity in your business. It's nice to have alignment. It's nice to have work-life balance, but it's not a need. People are not going to fork out, especially high ticket. People are not going to pay high ticket if they don't know that you have the solution to their problem. So another example of this, and I shared this in the post yesterday, is like, imagine wanting to hire somebody to help you sleep train your baby. I'm a mom, so I think a lot of you guys are. Whether you are or you aren't doesn't really matter. A lot of newborns don't sleep very well, right? And you're desperate for sleep. You're fucking in survival mode. You are struggling. All you want is sleep. So you go on the internet and you're like, I'm going to find somebody to help me help my baby sleep. And you find 3 different people, 4 different people, 10 different people, all talking about how they'll help with sleep training. But 9 out of the 10 are making content about how you can do self-care and you're going to heal trauma and you're going to learn all these different techniques. And it doesn't really, they don't actually come out and say, you're going to get your child to sleep 12 hours a night. They kind of beat around the bush. They don't really own the result that they give. So who are you going to buy from? You're desperate. You're tired. You just want a fix to your solution, your problem. Even if the person who actually owns the result of I'm going to help your child sleep 12 hours a night, even if they charge twice as much as everybody else, you're going to buy from them 9 times out of 10. Because they have a solution that you 100% trust in because they're certain in it. They're convicted. They're ballsy enough to say what the fuck they do. Okay? So that's what I want you guys to start with, is really look at what is the result you're giving people. Are you naming it and claiming it? Are you owning it? Are you saying it like it is? I think that's like we overcomplicate messaging. We overcomplicate our offer and the results we get because we think it needs to sound fancy and like really, really vibey. And actually, I want you to do the opposite. As a business coach, I could get really fancy and be like, I'm going to help you get into alignment and create a business that feels like heaven on earth. I don't even know. I could get real fancy. I could try and use all these cool words. But at the end of the day, the result I give is I help people make more money and create more clients. If I am a weight loss coach, at the end of the day, the result I give is to help people lose weight. If I'm an intuitive eating coach, at the end of the day, the result I give is I'm going to help you stop emotional eating and have a healthy body weight. Do you guys get what I'm saying? So it doesn't need to be fancy. And I think because we've thought, oh, it needs to be complicated, it needs to sound really cool and vibey and fancy, we actually make it less clear for people. So as I was reading your guys' introductions in the other chat, which I loved reading, by the way, so many cool people doing so much cool shit in all sorts of different industries. If you go read those guys, go read everybody else's, read your own. I want you to look, how clear are these? Like, do I really even know what this person does? You can kind of figure it out because you're in our industry, but a lot of them, I want you to really be more specific and be more clear and keep it more simple and just call it like it fucking is. Not that they were bad, it's just that they're a little too fluffy, right? We want it, and not all of them, obviously. Some of them were very clear and I'm like, oh, I get exactly what you do. That makes total sense. And even I'm guilty of this. Like, we all do this because we all went to school and in school we're taught to write in a way that's actually counterproductive when it comes to good messaging and copywriting. In school, we're taught, make it sound really cool, make it sound really like fancy and fluffy. And it's like, you literally have to teach your brain to think the opposite of what we've always been taught. You want less performance in your content. You want less professionalism almost when you're writing your copy.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And of course, if you loved what you heard and you want more of this and you want to take this to the next level, I would love to welcome you into the Holistic Business Mastermind. This is the mastermind where I teach you the messaging, the client journey, the strategy, and the energetics to help you create 100K in your business over and over and over again with repeatability and simplicity. It is everything. I think everybody needs to be in it. I'm not humble about it. I think it's the best space on the internet. So I would love to welcome you in. If you want more information, click the link in the show notes. Everything's there, and I cannot wait to hear from you.